Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Ritchie, the pizza, it has been ordered. We got a large pepperoni. We got a large sausage. On the way. Show the camera, John Ritchie.
You ordered two pizzas for yourself?
No.
I think he's giving it to other people.
Feeding the staff here, man. This is, come on. This is for Fritz and Keffer.
It's
and
nice work, buddy.
Rod Lakin and James Seltzer and John Ritchie and all our friends here. Because, you know, there's not that many people here right now. But those that are, let's get everybody fed. All right, Pete DeHammer, we do it every single.
That's much nicer.
It's a nice
than
move
I
by the camera, yeah, especially right? after whining on the air and complaining and forcing this whole thing. It was nice of you.
My pleasure.
Good job.
I used John's credit card, by the way. All right. This segment right now, just kidding. This segment right now is sponsored by Meineke. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke doing car care right. With 179 wins and a mere 26 losses, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Alrighty, so looking for victory number 180 today and feeling like, probably going to get that done because usually get that done. The contestant I'll be facing, Rob in South Jersey. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Good. Rob, you sound like you know yourself some sports.
Well, I do, but I got to tell you, you're pretty impressive and pretty formidable, so this is going to be a real task.
Well, I got to tell you, Rob, you're exactly correct about that. Rob, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, my man.
All right, you too.
Rob, you seem like such a nice fellow. This is good stuff. As you know, we are all rooting for you. 99% of the Delaware Valley is on your side right now.
Totally.
As we watch George Jefferson his way. He is George Jeffersoning into the soundproof booth. All right. He is safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. Rob, are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Clock will 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as I first ask the first question. Our category for today, even though I'm mad at it, definitely the biggest thing this week. We're doing a little MLB Hall of Fame trivia today. Are you ready to roll, Rob?
MLB
Hall of Fame. MLB Hall of Fame. Baseball Hall of Fame. Every question has to do with the Baseball Hall of Fame.
All right, I'm ready, guys.
All right, here we go. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one. David Ortiz will become the fifth player elected to the Hall of Fame since 2000 whose plaque will have him wearing a Red Sox cap. Name one of the other four.
Pass.
Only one player has ever been unanimously elected to the Hall of Fame with 100% of the votes. Name him.
Mariano Rivera.
There are three current teams that do not have a player representing them on their cap in the Hall of Fame. Name one of them.
Florida Marlins.
Ricky Henderson is one of five Hall of Famers with over 800 career stolen bases. Name one of the other four.
Maury Wills.
Ken Griffey Jr. is one of two Hall of Famers who played in the 2000s that ended their career with more than 600 career home runs. Name the other.
Jim Thome.
David Ortiz will become the fifth player elected to the Hall of Fame since 2000 whose plaque will have him wearing a Red Sox cap. Name one of the other four.
Wade Boggs.
Yeah!
Wow!
Buddy! Four out of five. Robbie.
Not home yet, guys.
You're right. Joe knows his stuff when it comes to this. You're right. It is not celebration time. But, Rob, a really nice job
you're
there.
You're one of my favorites, man.
Thank you, Rob.
I remember
Rob.
You as a player.
Thanks, man.
I remember you as a player, man, with the Raiders and then the Eagles.
Well,
you're one of my favorites, bud.
Love it. Robbie.
I appreciate
Robbie,
that.
Great.
You are
good,
one of my
man.
Favorites.
Yeah, Robbie, we're a fan of yours.
Great
we're going to put you on
not
hold.
Home yet, guys.
Agree. 100% agree. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to wave the hammer back in. All right.
Yes. All right, I got to try to compose myself here before he walks
making his way back into the studio. Kind of strutting a little bit, a touch of a strut there.
Sort of waddling a little bit. What's up with that, Joe? Oh, hands raised.
Ooh.
Pumping the fist.
You know what I just did?
Already.
So I did it in honor of Doug. Anyone, if you remember, at third down when Tom Brady had the ball around the 5-yard line, had to go about 95 yards, Doug put the arms up in the air. Then the scary thing is Brady got the ball about 45 yards down the field and ultimately had to heave it in the end zone. Mm-hmm. But that was incomplete. Why? Because Patrick Robinson eventually made sure that no one else caught the ball that he batted up in the air. It was so stupid. Or was it Darby? Might have been Darby.
It sounds like you're stalling.
No, I think
here.
It was Darby. Who did?
Just start the clock?
Are you stalling?
No, I'm ready to go. How did this Robin South Jersey guy do?
How do you think he did?
I think he did not as good as I'm about to do.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
All right, let's
roll. All right, category for the week, biggest story of the week, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So every question is about MLB Hall of Fame.
That is a heck of a category.
Ready to roll?
I guess so.
All right, clock will start as soon as the
How did Robin South Jersey
Clock will start as soon
Henry
as
Aaron.
The first question
Henry,
is asked.
Henry Aaron.
50 seconds left.
Oh, Hank Aaron.
Here
okay,
we go.
Let's
Here
go.
We go. Question
yep.
number one.
Yep.
David Ortiz will become the fifth player elected to the Hall of Fame since 2000, whose plaque will have him wearing a Red Sox cap. Name one of the other four.
Pedro.
That's correct. Only one player has ever been unanimously elected to the Hall of Fame with 100% of the votes. Name him.
I know it's either Jeter or Mariano. I believe it's Mariano.
There are three current teams that do not have a player representing them on their cap in the Hall of Fame. Name one of them.
Three current teams not represented in a Hall of Fame cap. I'll say the Colorado Rockies.
Ricky Henderson is one of five Hall of Famers with over 800 career stolen bases. Name one of the other four.
Ty Cobb.
Ken Griffey Jr. is one of two Hall of Famers who played in the 2000s that ended their career with more than 600 career home runs. Name the other.
Jim Thome.
We have a 4-4 tie.
Wow. Wow. It's a good job by that guy. Woo. Wow.
It's the Nationals, the Marlins, and the Rays. Larry Walker is the Rockies.
He is a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. He was
wow.
A couple years ago, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, buddy. All
okay.
right.
Lots of
wow. We got a tie. How about that? We haven't had a tie in a while
no,
here.
No, we haven't. Ooh. We haven't had a tie in a while.
Getting right. nervous,
this
Joe?
Oh, sure. Of course I'm getting nervous.
All right. Let's get.
I'm always nervous.
Uh-huh.
But do I get extra nervous? Yes, I get extra nervous. Obviously, Rob is a tough contestant. All right, James, go ahead.
All right, well, we got to bring Robbie back up.
Oh, yeah.
Let me Here we go.
That.
I got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
We got a 4-4 tie.
Yep,
you ready
yep.
to roll, sir? The way the tiebreaker works is
Which question did Rob not get right?
Which one did Rob miss? Rob missed. Oh, the stolen bases had Maury Wills, who is not a Hall of Famer.
Yep. Okay.
I thought Lou Brock was the one that people were going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I will give you guys a category. You will go back and forth until one of you misses. If you tie in this category, we will go closest to the pin after that. But for this one, I will give you a category back and forth. Rob, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. So if he misses, Joe, you have to get it right to win. Obviously,
Fair
if you
enough.
Miss, he gets it right, you miss.
Rob, good luck to you, my man. Obviously, you know some baseball. You seem like a fine fellow. Good luck.
You too, Joe. Thank
All you. Right. There are 23 players in the Hall of Fame. In the Hall of Fame, who have scored over 1,700 career runs. Go.
Ricky Henderson.
Correct.
Cobb.
Ty Cobb is correct.
Hank Aaron.
Correct.
Mays.
Correct.
Babe Ruth.
Correct.
Usual.
Correct.
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt is incorrect. So, Joe, you need to get one, and you win.
Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson is sadly correct.
That's how you do. That's how you do. But Rob, I feel bad for you, man, because you know your stuff.
Don't. That was good. That was impressive.
That was good.
Look at him holding his celebration back. This is like the most sportsmanship thing he has ever done in here.
He is applauding.
I was nervous.
Rob, great job.
Rob, very, very, very great job. Rob, we're going to award you. Let me find this here. We're going to reward you with the 4-pack of tickets. How about this? To see the Harlem Globetrotters spread game tour at the Wells Fargo Center happening in a couple weeks on Sunday, February 27th at 5 p.m. Don't miss ankle-breaking moves and rim-rattling dunks. This is a team that everyone can cheer for, of course, the Globetrotters. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. But, Rob, you don't need to go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com because we're giving you those tickets for a job well done today, albeit a loss, but a job well done. Thank
really
you, Rob.
Great job, Rob.
It was. John, I'm sorry, man. I was pushing.
No, it wasn't your Rob. You did great. You did
amazingly.
Great. Yeah.
Rob, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information and get you the tickets. Thanks, buddy.
Be well, guys.
All right, thanks. You too.
Hey, up, yeah! Up,
yeah! 180.
That was
tough.
Who's my man?
Me! That was tough. I am my man.
Doug! Ben Peterson!
Oh, man.
Baby!
That was getting tricky with that.
You're really nervous today.
I was.
I saw him, like, about to celebrate, and then he's like, no, I can't. I'm like, this is, like, too intense for me.
Look, I was going one by one. I will just say this. Names were not coming to the surface for me too easy.
So, just for those wondering,
I guess Jeter would probably be one.
Pedro Martinez, Wade Boggs, Jim Rice, and Carlton Fisk are the other Red Sox people.
Yep.
Billy Hamilton, Tim Raines, the two stolen bases we mentioned. It was actually really funny. Like, the first, like, six answers you got are six of the top seven.
Well, of course.
Anson's the only one who didn't get mentioned in the top seven.
Yep.
You want to try and go for some others? Go for
sure,
it. So Jeter is eighth. That is correct.
So you're looking for a top-of-the-order guy, and that's where it gets a little tricky. I'll say Craig Biggio.
That is a phenomenal call by you. He is 12th all time.
I will say, I mean, this, you know, now I'm just showing off. I don't know about Ted Williams. He missed 5.5 years or 4.5 years. I'll say Yastrzemski.
They're both there. Actually,
yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
There's
only
one more, like, modern day, like 80s, 90s forward guy on there. You want to take a shot?
I'll say it's either going to be Yount or Brett. I'm going to say that it is, I'm going to say it's Robin Yount.
Very close. They were teammates.
Molitor and Yount?
Paul Molitor.
Yeah, Paul Molitor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's a job exceptionally well done. And with that, we shut that music off.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It does.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good
man.
Credit where due.
Can I just,
yes.
I mean, I'm just curious. Why do we call it Beat the Hammer? Shouldn't it be called Lose to the Hammer? No, but I mean, seriously.
You just showed this one moment of, like, true sportsmanship. Of, like, wow, that was a competition. This guy did a great job. I'm not going to do that thing.
No, but I mean, I'm just. But I mean, big picture.
3 minutes to get
there. But it's not just today. I mean, the thing should be called Lose to the Hammer. Just saying. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Keith right now.
He's back.
What's up, Keith?
Yo, you were sweating like Leon Spinks at his first fight, man.
Hey, listen, man. Leon took out Muhammad Ali, so, you know, it happens sometimes.
look, good win. Good win.
Thank you.
As far as Peterson, I was doing that with I was doing your impression with Seltzer. I think one of his biggest issues was that he took that time off. I think had he got back in the saddle and kind of really set the record straight instead of waiting to do it so long after, he'd been much better off. He probably would have.
See, I don't agree with that, Keith. I'll tell you why I don't agree with that. Because he was, I think, there's two things last year working against him. One, I think he was fried. I mean, seeing him beat up in November and December, not only on the sidelines, but those press conferences, I thought taking a year off would serve Doug well. Remember, he got paid to not coach this past year. And the other thing is that he got fired late in the cycle of guys getting hired. I mean, he got fired a whole week after the season ended. Not to say all the jobs were gone. They weren't. But, you know, it wasn't like he was of the mindset to start being in that recruitment process from other organizations. I thought he did a good job stepping back for a year. Frankly, I think he did pretty much the only thing he could do, reasonably speaking. Remember, when Andy got fired, Andy got fired on the Monday. He got hired by the Chiefs, I think, on, like, the Thursday. And, you know, there was connections, you know, that involved Eagles and Chiefs and Reed quickly pivoting to Kansas City. Quickly.
But Reed was a proven commodity.
He was. Right. No question about it. In a way that, you know, supersedes Doug. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, but then it's like, you know, an apple and oranges thing, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But, so earlier, Bill the Weatherman was saying that, you know, this storm is going to be something. Mm-hmm. I'm just leaving Johnstown, about 80 miles west or east of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I can't get out of there fast enough because 2 days ago it was minus 10 degrees. Mm. So it's, I believe, yeah, it's coming in pretty decent.
Really? Is it snowing hard?
It was.
Wow.
Like, I'm still on the mountain right now. I just got on the turnpike just 2 minutes ago.
Well, be careful driving. Right, Keith, give me a great collaboration of people already famous.
Shaq and Kobe.
That's an interesting answer. Does Kobe's fame entering high school count or entering the pros count as enough fame for collaboration?
I mean, it can count as an answer, but it's not what we're looking
for. It's not going to be a winning answer. I mean, he was famous.
I mean, that or the dream team. Like, what's a better collaboration, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I agree. So even so, it's still one. I agree with you. 215-592-9494. I would say Donovan and T.O. would be a better answer from the standpoint that both were fame. Well, I mean, they didn't accomplish.
And even then, I mean, you could say LeBron and Dwayne Wade and all that. Like, it's just not.
Well,
it's
Wade and LeBron could have been an answer.
Yeah,
James.
It's just not super.
I mean, John,
I'm not voting for them, is what I'm saying. Like, if you give me that type of answer, I'm not voting. For
Wade and LeBron, pretty good.
I think the dream team is it better than the dream team, Joe? Is it?
Find out today at the end of the show. Joe to Cameron, John Rich at 215-592-9494. 12:30, we're getting a weather report. What's going on? That's coming up in 15 minutes, all up ahead. Joe to Cameron, John Rich on WIP.
One of the things I love most about my Park Sportsbook app is that it's not just about picking which team wins when you place your bets. They offer lots of action and so many different ways to bet on individual player performances. It makes watching the game that much more exciting. In football, bet on passing and rushing yards, who scores touchdowns, plus with live in-game betting and the ever-popular same-game parlays, the Park Sportsbook app is custom-made for you. And that's why it's the only sportsbook app I recommend. Sign up now, make your first bet risk-free on your favorite player or a player you're watching, or bet on any game. Download the app, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code JRWIP and check out the early conference title game. Kansas City, now a 7.5-point favorite, hosting Cincinnati. Cincinnati just won this matchup on January 2nd. I'll take the underdog and the over on 54.5 points. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the terms and conditions. Do it now. Bet with the best. The Park Sportsbook app.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.